Welcome to the Classic Sci-Fi Podcast from Entertainment Earth. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and this week we're going to look at... What are we looking at? Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom from 1984. Instrumental and... what was it? Instrumental in the PG-13 rating? Let's find out. Yes, it was, actually. This is one of the movies that inspired Hollywood to make the PG-13 rating. Before, it was PG and G and R. There wasn't a lot of wiggle room. Oh, and there was X, but, you know, no one uses X anymore. It's so... not now. Whatever now is. Anyway, Temple of Doom took place before the original Raiders of the Lost Ark film, and it took us in Asia. We got to see India. We got to see what appeared to be China. Shanghai, I believe. And there was a lot of running around and gangsters and all kinds of great stuff. And then there was a waterfall raft sequence and all kinds of crazy thrills and basically a theme park ride segment. It was really awesome. They didn't make it into a theme park ride, though, because they have no foresight. And this is the movie that really cemented Indiana Jones as a pop culture franchise in the 1980s, because this is the movie that has the minecart sequence. This is the movie that had Short Round. This is the movie that had the dude tearing some guy's heart out. It's really a, let's say, important movie for you to see if you're a student of film or pop culture, because if you watched Animaniacs or the Clerks cartoons or Muppet Babies or whatever, everything in the 1980s referenced this movie in some way or another. So it's clearly worth seeing. There are cultists. There's a lot having to do basically semi-accurately sort of looking at India's struggle for independence. And you get to see a little bit of that emerge in a supernatural way. And it's pretty intense. There's a lot of fire. There's human sacrifice. There's a shrieking woman who probably would irritate a lot of people in today's audience. She's a real throwback of a character, Willie Scott. And Short Round, you might recognize. He's Indiana Jones' sidekick. He was also Data in Goonies, which you probably have seen. I assume. You've probably seen this too. What do I know? Anyway, Temple of Doom has a temple. It has a lot of doom and lots of sword fights, crazy bridge battles, black magic, traps. It would have made a really, 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 really good video game if they stuck to it a little bit more and didn't have to struggle with 1980s video game hardware to try to realize it, I think. Maybe you think the Indiana Jones video games turned out great in the 1980s. I don't know. But the console ones, I don't think were all that hot. The movie is just over 29 years old now. No, 26 years old now. It's about 26 years old. And it's something of a classic. It came out May 23rd, 1984 in the U.S., June 15th, 1984 in the U.K. It's about 2 hours long, and if you have the DVD, do make sure that the extra features disc is something you check out, because it really does explain that they managed to get some of the people to speak English without actually speaking English, which is kind of interesting. But, yeah, I'd say it's worth checking out. It is an intense film. I won't call it joyless. That's what you reserve for Back to the Future Part 2. But, check it out. Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom. I'm done rambling. There was a really cool wave of action figures based on this movie made for the end of the Hasbro Indiana Jones line that ended up being remarkably difficult to get. As far as I know, it never made it into retail stores because I've never seen them. Maybe you've seen them. But there were about 6 figures, and the only place I ever saw them was for sale online. Now, I would normally plug you and say, hey, you can order these at Entertainment Earth. But you can't. We sold out a long time ago. And Hasbro doesn't have any more of them. Meaning that they're... I don't know where they are, because I don't know how many they made. It seems unlikely they would dump them all, you know, like in a dollar store or something, because I think someone would have found them, but they didn't. And maybe they're overseas somewhere, maybe they all did sell through online and in the hands of collectors right now. I don't have a clue. So if you like Temple of Doom stuff, you've got something good to hunt for. One of the best action figure series Hasbro ever created was their Indiana Jones Wave 4 Temple of Doom line, so check that out if you can. And as far as I know, there are no other Indiana Jones collectibles in the works right now, but you can order the Entertainment Earth exclusive Short Round mini bust. Actually, check our website for availability on that. Anyway, I'll see all of you next time on the Classic Sci-Fi Podcast. I'd recommend checking this one out, but I wouldn't give it a tremendous amount of enthusiasm because it is pretty dark, but it's a fun movie to watch. There's a lot going on. Watch a nice big screen when you see this. You can see it in the theater because there's a reissue. Do it. I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast because I'm done rambling.